Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you as we serve the Lord, as we answer the questions, as we face the issues. We're delighted to have you on board with your 2 cents worth joining in. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of the internet, it's 904-831-0917. We're going to have an elongated monologue, and then we're going to deal with the issue of what is the resolution. We're talking about today the state of Christianity in America, the state of Christianity in America. And as you will understand by mega research from George Barner and other research organizations, the state of Christianity in America is bad, bad, bad. And it's getting, as the little boy says, it's getting badder each day. That's poor grammar, but it makes a point, ladies and gentlemen. But may I say to you, we're going to have two major parts of this broadcast today. We're going to deal with the issues, with what's happening, what's taking place, et cetera, et cetera. Then we're going to look at the answer, the resolution, what's causing the problems. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you will have been pondering, you've been wondering, you've been concerned about what seems to be the immoral, ungodly, unethical, unbiblical things that are taking place in America today, and it seems to permeate all of us, all of our society. Perhaps you've wondered, what's causing this? Why are these things taking place? What's the resolution? Where do we go? Is an answer. Are we living in a post-Christian America today? Those are some of the issues, some of the questions, some of the things that we'll postulate on this show today. And we're looking forward to your interest, your involvement, your Q&A. We're looking forward to you jumping in to the center of the dialogue and discussion today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face these issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." And furthermore, in John 17, 17, the Scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God that's relevant today. It's been relevant all of these centuries, but I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's more relevant and needful today than in the history of America. We're watching the demise of the church, the demise of biblical Christianity on a very, very rapid pace and scale today. We need to be cognizant of it. But as we face the issues and realize we're talking about truth, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, it is a good barometer, a good indication, a good illustration as to where we need to go in relationship to the search for truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe he was quoting from Plato. I don't know that, but Plato said the most hated person in the world is the one that speaks the truth. We're finding that to be the case in point today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And so I would challenge you, as I do each and every day, that we do so. Seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. Won't find it on MSNBC. Won't find it on the CBS, ABC, NBC, or any of the other networks ladies and gentlemen, the truth is found in the Word of God. Now, there are people that will say, well, you know, if you go to the Scripture, you're just talking about God and you're talking about Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, God's Word speaks to and addresses every issue that life could ever throw at us. God's Word deals with every issue, whether it's social, ethical, moral, political, financial, whatever issue, whatever things we face in the world today, God's Word has already covered it. We need to go there, for the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God gives us the answer to life. So therefore, I commend it to you even today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of Old San Augustine Road and I-295. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you work in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sundays, allowing you and your family to worship in the house of God with the children of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the question that we're asking or dealing with today, the issue that we're dealing with, is the state of Christianity in America today. Or we could better call it, is America a post-Christian nation today? Is America a post-Christian nation today? That perhaps would identify a little more where we're going. We're going to talk about the condition, talk about some of the things, and we invite you to join in a dialogue and discussion as to what you see taking place in America that's antithetical to the Word of God, that's antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the condition today in America, we're watching immorality, ungodliness, unethical behavior, and unbiblical conditions that are permeating our society today. And I'm going to talk about several of these things that point to it. Love to have you jump in the dialogue and discussion and bring your focus on what we're talking about as you see it. But as I see it today, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's taking place, we're watching drag queen celebrations and mothers taking their children to be entertained by these sodomites that are performing. I watched on the news. In fact, it was on Tucker Carlson's show last evening. I watched as he was highlighting some of this taking place, showed some raunchy, wretched, ungodly, immoral behavior with the sodomites and the LGBTQ agenda, the sodomites on the stage, men dressed as women with all kinds of gyrations, and the mothers with their kids in the audience watching and applauding and having the little kids to go up and hand money to these performers as they were performing. Ladies and gentlemen, that is wretched. That is rotten. But the question is, how is this being promulgated in America? Why is it being promulgated? What's causing it? Why is it able to flourish as it does? We're watching that taking place today. It's destroying the hearts and the minds and the lives of our children today, our grandkids. We see abortion that's rampant. Even in our churches, we're seeing that taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow with the ACLJ, and he says it's the sickest legislation we've ever seen, and it could be signed into law at any minute. This week, the governor of California received a distinguished, disgusting new abortion bill that could legalize infanticide up to 28 days after the baby is born. All it needs now is the governor's signature. And Jay Sekulow goes on to say, we've told you the left worships at the altar of abortion, but we've never seen anything this sick. And he says it's the sickest legislation that we've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Democratic platform for the run-up to the, for the next, 45, 48 days now before the election. We're watching the Democrats pushing the fact that if you, in fact, you're watching the sick Charlie Crist in the state of Florida running for governor, and his whole platform is pushing the fact that if he's elected as governor of the state of Florida, that you, women will be able to get abortion right up till the day of the birth of the child. That seems to be the goal, the mindset, the focus, and the agenda of the Democratic platform across America today, is pushing murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the condition that we find in America that is ungodly, unholy, unbiblical, unethical, and absolutely inhumane as we watch it taking place. And it's getting, it's growing by leaps each and every day. It seems to be, ladies and gentlemen, that as we live in America, we're watching the promulgation and the pushing of everything that's unholy, ungodly, and unbiblical. We're watching across America today where prayer is banned. The Bible is banned. You cannot use the name of Jesus. Yet in the classrooms today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push to use the right pronouns. If you don't use the right pronouns, and the right pronouns by that statement of meaning, you can have an individual that is a cross-dresser, a transsexual, and the teacher, the professor, is required, even physicians and medical societies today are required to use the pronoun of preference of that one that has sexual dysphoria and thinks that they're a woman or thinks they're a girl when they're male or the vice versa of that. We're in serious condition morally, ethically, and as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the immoral, ungodly, unethical, unbiblical conditions seemingly growing by leaps and bounds. We're all witnessing the debacle in D.C. today as the Marxist media refuse to talk about the truth of the conditions in America. The media today, ladies and gentlemen, which is the water boy carrying the bucket for the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, the media would have you to believe today, ladies and gentlemen, that the greatest crime in America perpetuated on society by the conservatives, the Christians, and the patriots, the greatest crime that's being placed on society or pushed today would be that of saying no to abortion, or in any way challenging the sodomite agenda and the raw porn that's being taught in our classrooms to our kids and grandkids today. There's a mindset somehow that those are the issues that need to be, you need to open the door and allow it to take place. There's a push today, ladies and gentlemen, not even for the communication to not even use the word pedophile, because they say pedophile has the idea of demeaning someone or in some manner pushing a person down, whereas if you could use some other term, it would be better. And they have adopted some unusual terms for that. So that we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the growth of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and the ultimate agenda today as an outgrowth of what is taking place at this moment is to embrace the sodomite lifestyle, even to the realm of embracing and approving and legalizing pedophilia. That's on the fast track as I speak today. But we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Christianity in America. We must set the stage first as to where we are in America, what is taking place in America, and what seems to be the unredeeming aspect of the morals and ethics and the values in our nation. We're watching today the big picture, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching a major transformation, a tectonic change in the culture, not just in the culture politically, but in the moral, ethical, biblical culture. We're watching a tectonic change that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, most of us would have never dreamed possible to take place. It only took, ladies and gentlemen, the House and most of the Senate and the Oval Office to be controlled by degenerate, immoral, ungodly, non-believers regardless of what Nancy Pelosi says, that's now bringing in the wave of a new morality and a new horizon and a new depth of degradation in our great nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us have witnessed the COVID lies, ladies and gentlemen. We've witnessed the medical world rampant with deceit and with millions having been murdered as a result of the CDC protocol. Where are the voices that say this is wrong? Where are those in the pulpits today that will say that this is ungodly, it's immoral? Where are the voices today that will challenge the media and challenge the ones in leadership roles, including the Oval Office and the House and the Senate? Where are the ones that will say this is murder by way of authorization? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the authorization to allow the pharmaceutical houses to inject a vaccine, so-called, into the arms of any citizen is an immoral, unholy, ungodly, inhumane act. We have become the nation, the people in America and around the globe, become the guinea pigs. It was never properly vetted. It was never properly worked through with the trials as normally would take place. In fact, with some of the vaccines, so-called, even in the attempts to go through the trial stage, they found that the majority of those that were injected, those rats or other specimens, they died as a result of the injection, but yet it's been forced into the arms of millions in America today. We're talking about that which is immoral, talking about that which is unholy, ungodly, unethical, and yet it is taking place in America today on a rampant scale. So the question is, why is it happening? What's taking place? Why is it taking place on such a rampant scale today? Ladies and gentlemen, we've all witnessed the persecution, the prosecution of Christian florists and Christian bakers and photographers that have been pushed to be able to, being forced to do something that they do not want to do against their Christian character, their Christian beliefs. Schools have been prosecuted and persecuted, Christian schools. They've been prosecuted and persecuted as a result of that. I'm looking at an article. It says, God has spoken. A church-run school stands firm amid death threats. Grace Christian School fielded hundreds, possibly thousands, of phone calls Thursday and Friday over the weekend with just some of the most outrageous things. People threatening to burn my house down, threatening to kill my family, said Barry McKean, school administrator and pastor of Grace Community Church in South Florida, which runs the school. The threats came in reaction to an article by NBC, which published several paragraphs of a June 6th email, in which McKean reiterated to the school parents, to the school's commitment to biblical sexuality. Quote, "We believe that God created mankind in his image, male and female, man and woman, sexually different but with equal dignity," read the email as it continued. "Therefore, one's biological sex must be affirmed and no attempt should be made to physically change, alter, or disagree with one's biological gender, including but not limited to the elective surgery, sexual reassignment, transvestites, transgender, or non-binary fluid acts of conduct. Students in school will be referred to by the gender of their birth certificate and be referenced in the name in the same fashion. Quote, we believe that any form of sexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgenderism, identity, lifestyle, self-identification, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful in the sight of God and his church. Students who are found participating in these lifestyles will be asked to leave the school immediately," end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, as a result of this, the school has been persecuted and prosecuted and sued because of their stand. It's a Christian school, but because of their stand on biblical Christianity, biblical morality, biblical ethics. This is taking place across our nation, and it appears, ladies and gentlemen, that that is the major, 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 major interest in the news media and in all politicians today. It appears, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a tectonic shift in what we at one time called a Christian America to a post-Christian era. I believe we still should be recognized as a whole as a Christian nation, but we're living in a post-Christian era. We're living in a day, ladies and gentlemen, when the mores, we're living in a day when the foundation, we're living in a day when the ethics and the values based on biblical Christianity are past. We're living in an era today when it appears, ladies and gentlemen, that even the church does not recognize true biblical Christianity. I'm looking at an article that says, does being offended make someone else's prayer a crime? A fight has been going on for years already in Ocala, Florida, over officials' requests for the residents to turn to prayer when all other attempts to stop crime sprees that included multiple children being hurt in school shootings that failed. Such calls of prayer embedded throughout America's history and have come forth by Democrats and Republican leaders in times past. But in Ocala, critics of Christianity demanded that the officials backtrack because they were offended by the call to pray. When an appeal court ruled, the government officials are banned from encouraging citizens to pray amid difficult times in their community because it offended someone. Now the American Center for Law and Justice is taking the ruling to the Supreme Court, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, at one time in America, it was not unusual. It was not out of the ordinary. It was not viewed as something to be frowned upon for somebody, some commentator on radio or television to say, it's time to pray. We need to pray and ask God to intercede. We need to pray and ask God to give us wisdom. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that as the times passed. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Christianity in America, or asking the question, are we now a post-Christian America? We're looking at some of the promulgating causes of the demise of Christianity in America. We're looking at the results of that as we speak today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think that America is in a post-Christian era? Do you think that we have declined as believers in America? Do you think that today we have more immoral, unethical, ungodly, inhumane, unbiblical things taking place in our nation than we've seen in history past? What is your view on it? How do you stand? Our schools are filled today, ladies and gentlemen, with the raw porn taught to our children, and parents are called domestic terrorists if they challenge anything being said in relationship to that. There's a challenge today, ladies and gentlemen. If a parent goes to the school board and challenges them about the CRT that's being taught, or challenges the school board about the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda that's being taught, the parents are now called domestic terrorists if they question it or challenge it. There's a mindset today that you cannot challenge the immoral, ungodly, unholy things that's taking place. Looking at a headline, read the headlines only. Candidate fired for gross misconduct for simply voicing his Christian faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that is taking place across America today, where candidate, a Christian candidate for public office, running for some civil governmental office, if they voice their position on biblical Christianity, all of a sudden they're dissed, demeaned, discounted, and devoid of any interest from the standpoint of running for public office. The mindset today, if you're Christian, if you stand for morals and values and ethics, you're not qualified to run for public office. Conversely, our founding fathers believed otherwise. Conversely, we have our Constitution, and therein the Bill of Rights. We have all of our founding documents, ladies and gentlemen, that were born out of our founding fathers that stood on biblical principles. That's no longer the case. Looking at an article that says, Christian school sued for allegedly refusing to hire LGBTQ teachers. The article states, dated September the 14th, a Christian university is being sued over its policy prohibiting the hiring of LGBTQ teachers. Students and educators filed a lawsuit against the Seattle Pacific University in Seattle, Washington, alleging that the university violated its fiduciary duties and engaged in fraud by enacting a religious-based hiring policy, which hinders educators in same-sex relationships from getting hired. The lawsuit targets the leaders and the board of trustees, calling them rogue board and asking for their removal from their position, as well as demanding a jury trial. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is in a Christian school that refused to hire sodomite teachers. As a result of that, they're being sued. This article says, the hiring policy prohibits the employment of otherwise qualified LGBTQ plus people at the school if an LGBTQ applicant or employee is married to or in a relationship with someone of the same sex. These men brush aside the severe and widespread harm they could continue to inflict on the most vulnerable students and employees of the university, namely the LGBTQ plus students and employees. Hear what's taking place, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a Christian school that in their policy and procedure manual, in their hiring policy handbook, in their guidelines for who they hire, say that they will not hire an individual if that individual is living with someone, married to someone, or is in a relationship with someone of the same sex. In other words, a sodomite individual. So here's the point. We're watching the decline of morals and ethics and values in our nation. We're watching the long arm of the socialist Marxist agenda going into our schools and our churches and our homes and our families today. Why do I say the socialist Marxist? Because Karl Marx had 10 major points, three of which is being carried out today very clearly. That is to destroy the nuclear family. It is to divide the people or the nation and to dethrone God. Those are the three major tentacles out of Karl Marx, Marxism, that's being applied today across America. And it's undermining the morals and the ethics and the values. It's destroying, eviscerating, annihilating the very foundation on which our nation is built upon. And the Bible is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, it is a horrific thought when we understand that these are the things that's being applied and being carried out and taking place in our great nation today. The courts are forcing Christians and religious schools to embrace the sodomite agenda. It is part and parcel of their goal and their plan. Here's an article that says, I'm your mom now. Parents sue school district for hiding kids' gender and transition. Wisconsin parents asked the federal court last week to permanently enjoin against the Clare Area School District gender identity policy to vindicate parents' fundamental rights to care for and raise their children and to have religious freedom. The public policy of the school advertises their streamlined, timely, and transparent communication with families and communities, but the lawsuit tells a different tale. Specifically, the policy allows and requires school district staff to treat a child as if he or she is in the opposite sex by changing the child's name, pronouns, and an intimate faculty use, all without the parent's knowledge or consent. The school district trained their teachers to implement this policy. According to the slide 56 of the facilitator's guide, they assert, remember, parents are not entitled to know their kids and their kids' identity and their transition state. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the condition in America today, which is devoid of morals and ethics and values. We're talking about the state of Christianity in our nation. Are we living in a post-Christian era? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.